Last week's shooting at a FedEx facility in Indianapolis shocked that city. 8 people were killed. 4 of them were members of the Sikh religion. Here's Darian Benson of member station WFYI.
Indianapolis police say a trace on the weapons used in last Thursday's shooting found that the gunman purchased them last year. That was after his mother warned the FBI that he might attempt, quote, suicide by cop, which prompted authorities to seize a shotgun from the 19-year-old former FedEx employee. At a vigil this weekend, U.S. Representative Andre Carson called for better gun laws and conversations about mental health.
Let's turn this tragedy into a catalyst for change and create safer communities for all Americans.
Police say they are investigating the motive, but don't believe race was a factor. Many of the employees of the FedEx ground facility where the shooting happened are members of the Sikh religion. Harjop Singh Dhillon's sister is the daughter-in-law of one of the victims, 68-year-old Jaswinder Singh. He actually referred to him as uncle because they were close and remembered him as someone who constantly spread joy to those around him.
Always, always happy, always love family. And telling everyone, encouraging everyone, stay healthy, stay happy.
He said some Sikhs believe they were targeted because of their religion, but he doesn't think that's the case.
This is a hate against humanity. This is a hate against people who trying to work hard.
Sikh leaders spoke at vigils this weekend. Manander Singh Gwala is on the board of a Gurdwara, a Sikh house of worship, on the east side of Indianapolis. He said he wants answers as to why the suspect was able to obtain weapons and gain access to the facility so easily.
Simply sending a statement from the higher authorities saying it's a tragedy, we're sorry. We don't want that answer. We want that, what are you going to do?
Singh Gwala said his community is hurting for everyone affected by gun violence, regardless of their religion. For NPR News, I'm Darian Benson in Indianapolis.